Darwin Confidential, written by Tilted Syllogism and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, Deadlock, Relationship, Abby Matsuda and Eddie Radcliffe. Rating, Mature. No archive warnings apply. Additional tags. Post-season 1, Eddie Radcliffe POV, humor, but I repeat myself. Altered mental states, sexual fantasy, awkward crush. Summary. While working a murder case in Darwin, Eddie needs a stakeout partner, again, and doesn't let the fact that Abby's been poisoned, again, stop her from bringing her along. Abby's even more talkative than usual. Eddie sighs heavily, thumping her head against the car window. She can't see a fucking thing, which makes sense since it's darker than a shut-in's bumhole out here in the fucking outskirts. Nobody in Walkerman's ever heard of streetlights, seems like. Eddie's about ready to chuck her own nuts into the ocean for sheer fucking boredom when she hears a woofling noise from the driver's seat.
Ma'am, are you there?
Right. Constable Matt... Matus... Matutens. Big eyes. It's not that Eddie... She didn't forget that the constable's in the car with her. She just stopped noticing it for a few minutes there. She's been very focused on keeping eyes on the perp's house. Eyes, mind, the whole package, homing in on the target like a croc on your Auntie Nan's little lapdog. Besides, Big Eyes hasn't said a peep in more than 4 hours. Up till now, in Eddie's not inconsiderable experience, it's been a safe assumption that if Big Eyes is in the vicinity, you can hear her flapping her trap about something or other. Nice nap, was it? Eddie asks, then turns her eyes back to the house. Still dark. Fucking hell. How's the noggin? The constable gives those big wet eyes a good rub.
It's so dark, she says. Is it nighttime already?
Eddie keeps her eyes on the perp's porch with its one bare bulb lamp. That's some sharp fucking forensics there, mate. The constable rubs her eyes again.
It was morning only a few minutes ago. Or I thought it was. But I guess it's been longer and I didn't notice.
That'll be the poison, Eddie informs her. Cooking your brain cells.
Oh!
Big Eye's face falls.
Again?
Broiled like a chop, Eddie says sagely. You've been off your face all day. Big Eye sighs sadly. But on the bright side, Eddie adds, it wasn't your fault this time. Residual leftover fumes in the Vic's basement from his gigantic fucking paint collection. Sergeant Fuffle got a faceful too.
Paint collection.
Big Eyes flaps her mouth like a fish for a minute.
In Mortimer Keller's basement.
She shakes her head, blinking. That's the ticket, Eddie says encouragingly. Looks like you didn't barbecue your whole brain after all. She gives the constable a consoling punch on the arm. It's nice to be able to pep talk the young ones, time to time. The constable nods at her vaguely, rubbing her arm.
And that's why it's dark now?
All right, Scratch said earlier thought. Big Eyes is still higher than an astronaut. She's got that funny look in her eyes that puts Eddie in mind of the time she and Bushy nicked some oxy from evidence to try to take the edge of all the Red Bulls they'd been tossing back. Except that was Bushy, and he had some meat on his bones to soak up some of the oxy. Big Eyes is just a little twig of a thing. She might be past the sleeping it off phase, but she's still way past orbit. She's Molly fucking copping it.
That's right, Eddie nods, with big, slow movements to make sure the constable understands.
I understand,
says Big Eyes, folding her hands in front of her. But that's just too easy, isn't it? Because half a second later, she turns her gooey face to Eddie and says,
That's not true, ma'am. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand how it's night now, but what I don't understand is why we're sitting here in the dark when...
Those big eyes get even wider now as the constable catches up.
Is this a stakeout, ma'am? Are we doing another stakeout together?
More or less, yeah, Eddie says. More the first, less the second, but Big Eyes isn't slowing down for details. She gives off a squeal like a pig in cocaine.
Who are we watching for? Big Eyes asks. Oh, is it Donald McFadden?
She frowns.
I thought Detective Collins said we'd ruled him out.
That was when we had one dead body, and Keller looked good for it. But then Keller went and got himself whacked this morning, so now Ding Dong McWhatsitsfucks back in contention. Big Eyes nods eagerly.
This is so exciting, ma'am, she says. It was exciting the first time, because that was my first stakeout ever, but this is even better because now it's like we're officially stakeout partners, because we're such a good team.
Uh-huh, Eddie says. She'll be in for it with Collins once Big Eyes opens her mouth at the station tomorrow. And that's just a matter of fucking time, isn't it? But it's not like Eddie was going to sit around with her hand up her cooch and let Senior Sergeant Fucknuts from Darwin PD handle the stakeout of someone who's suddenly their prime fucking suspect.
It is sort of funny, isn't it, ma'am?
Big Eyes asks brightly.
That we've worked on two cases together, and this has happened both times. Me getting poisoned, I mean.
Eddie runs her tongue along her teeth. I'd say it raises some questions, yeah.
Well, not the same thing, because this time it was formaldehyde and not arsenic. Also, last time Darcy didn't want me to drive after, but this time I'm fine, right, ma'am?
Sure you are, Eddie tells Big Eyes. In her mind, Eddie can picture Collins winding up to argue, and shushes her. Also in her mind. Working the case has to take priority over coddling Collins' favorite bush baby constable. And Big Eyes is fine, more or less. She might be a little dozy, sure, but she could obviously drive all right, once Eddie had given her a good shake. It's not like there's anyone on the road at this hour anyway. All in all, it's been smooth as a nice morning shit.
You know, Big Eyes says, I've only been poisoned twice, but I like it much better this time. I can still drive. I haven't had any diarrhea, or at least...
All right. Eddie flings her hands up defensively. That's something we can just not talk about, yeah? She refocuses her attention on the perp's house. Suspect, whatever. They're here to watch the house, not to discuss the constable's fucking bowel movements.
Not that I can remember, Big Eyes continues. And for some reason I just feel like talking.
That might not be the poison, Eddie comments.
Oh no, it's definitely the poison.
Big Eyes says, nodding at Eddie with those wide fucking laser beam eyes. Because usually I wouldn't tell you about the dreams I've been having about you since our first stakeout.
Or, actually, she tips her head thoughtfully, I would, but then Kate said not to, and so I thought I probably shouldn't.
Dreams? It hadn't occurred to Eddie that Big Eyes actually sleeps when she hasn't been poisoned. Maybe someone at the station turns her to face the wall for 8 hours or so. Anyway, it's not like she fucking cares what Big Eyes is on about. She turns her eyes back to the house, which she's been looking at all along anyway, so that's all right.
And then when we got to Darwin, I asked Detective Collins, and she said I definitely shouldn't.
Eddie's reluctantly intrigued. What does someone like Big Eyes dream about? Eddie has the one dream every night about shitting in public, and sometimes there's the one where she's the King of England. There's the obvious, but that's out. The constable was engaged to that cunt in Deadlock for a while, so she probably knows what a dickie looks like. But if Eddie had to guess, that fucknut's probably just put it up his own ass. So, what kind of dreams are we talking about here? Eddie keeps her voice casual, and her eyes on the perp's house, seeing as how that's the whole point of a fucking stakeout.
And then, Big Eyes continues, she got that look on her face. You know, the one she gets where she's like...
She squashes her face into a stern block, and it's not a bad impression of Collins, but that's not the point. Hello, Big Eyes? Eddie gives up on the fucking house and turns to the constable. What sort of dreams?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I mean sex dreams.
Right. That's what Eddie gets for fucking asking. Well, Big Eyes wouldn't be the first. Eddie strongly suspects that Collins has rubbed one out thinking about Eddie a couple of times. She hadn't figured Big Eyes for a lezzy, but if she is, you can hardly blame her for thinking of Eddie that way. So like, you, me? She makes finger scissors and knocks the crotches together.
Oh no, more like I'm giving you cunnilingus.
Eddie coughs. Dickies and cunts are one thing, but mouths are... Well, that's another. But it's all right. She's unfazed. She swipes her hand through her hair. So, it's you, me, some kinda gango. Big Eyes nods.
And sometimes you're pulling my hair.
Eddie swallows. There was this hunk of meat she'd done the dirty with last year when she was on special assignment in Sydney, and that bloke had been a hair puller. Eddie's had her share of dreams about him since then, not just on the cold nights. She's never thought about doing it to someone else, but it doesn't sound half bad, does it?
And it's strange, Big Eye says, because that's something my brother used to do when we were kids, and it hurt and it felt really mean, but when you do it to me in the dream, I really like it. And then sometimes I...
That's... Eddie breaks in. That's... You can just keep it to yourself.
No, that's okay, ma'am, says Big Eyes brightly. I've actually kind of wanted to tell you. It feels funny to keep having those kinds of thoughts about someone and not tell them. Do you know what I mean?
Her smile falls away suddenly.
Oh, maybe you meant... I hope you don't mind.
Eddie swipes her hand through her hair and turns forward in her seat again. She does know, is the worst of it. She wonders if maybe Holly didn't have some kind of a fucking point after all, about keeping your trap shut time to time. Still, if there's one thing Eddie Radcliffe is not, it's a hypocrite. Listen, she says. Big Eyes. She slouches lower in the car seat. You want to think about you and me doing some, cowabunga? That's all right by me. Just thoughts, she adds hastily, as the constable's face lights up again. Any kind of thinking you want to do is... She bats a hand in Big Eye's direction. That's your fucking business. Just keep it in your head, yeah?
Oh, says Big Eyes. Okay, just thoughts then.
That's right, Eddie says. Now, if you're not going in for another snooze, do you want to... She gestures at the perp's house.
Right, stakeout.
Big Eye snaps to, almost as crisp as if she weren't still high from pain fumes.
So should we both watch the front door, or do you want me to watch the side door instead?
There's no... Eddie begins, but trails off as she looks where the constable is pointing. A screened-in porch at the far end of the house. It's got a door round the back, visible if you're paying attention, but easy to miss if you're not. If, for example, you're fixating on the front door like a dog licking its own asshole. Right, Eddie declares. Change of plan. This is a bit of a bust, yeah?
But, ma'am, shouldn't we...
Seems like maybe Collins was onto something about this guy being, not the, the guy. So, she points a finger and gives it a good whirl. Back to the station, yeah?
Okay, Big Eye says.
The second the car is on, Eddie switches on the radio and cranks the volume. Not that she's such a big fucking fan of Fall of Boy or whatever the fuck this band is called, but she could really do with some no fucking talking time. And that's all well and good for about 10 minutes, until power ballad hour starts. Eddie's never been able to stand the fucking hair metal bands. She switches off the radio. They drive in silence for a few minutes, then pull to a stop at one of the endless red lights on Baggett Road.
Ma'am,
Big Eye says quietly. Yeah.
You don't mind that I told you about my dreams, do you?
Eddie shoves a hand through her hair and turns her face to the window. She was already halfway to forgetting what had made her so uncomfortable a few minutes ago, and now that's fucked. The constable's gone and fucked it. Again. She shoots a sideways glance at Big Eyes. She's staring fixedly at the road ahead, looking shaky as an arsehair in a fart. Maybe that's just about trying to drive while half her brain is still cooked, but Eddie doesn't think so. Nah, she says. I don't mind. Big Eyes looks over at her, sweet and hopeful. That's probably... All right, that's enough eye contact. Eddie goes back to staring out at the road ahead. Good that you... Talk about your feelings. Get them out in the open where they can't bite you in the cooch. The constable nods, then puts her eyes back on the road as the light finally turns green.
Is it all right if I say something?
She says, a minute later. Go on. Eddie waves her hand in invitation. You're already fucking saying something, aren't you?
Oh, I guess so.
Big Eyes draws a deep breath.
Anyway, ma'am, I know that right now I'm poisoned, so this probably isn't the best time because I'm probably not at my most appealing, and also consent, And then also we're in the middle of a murder investigation, but maybe after?
Eddie shakes her head. She's shaking her head. The constable gets the fucking hint and climbs up, finally. It's not like Eddie ever hopes for more murders, at least not usually, but she really hopes they catch this killer soon, because she needs this case to be over pronto.
Sorry, ma'am,
Big Eyes says softly. Eddie covers her eyes with her hand. It's all right. Just keep fucking driving for now, constable. Yeah? The end.